This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Well, it's hour number two. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Sirius XM Channel 80 as well, if you like it like that. The app, you can give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call in line. We'll get to those calls in a moment. Do want to tell you that as the NFL season gets underway, make sure you're ready for kickoff with TuneIn, the app that lets you listen to live games, in-depth analysis, and tailored content for your team all season long. Plus, with the ESPN Radio on TuneIn, you can listen to comprehensive football coverage from NFL Live, Fantasy Focus Football, and more, all to fuel your football fandom. Download the TuneIn app today and start listening everywhere you go. We got some show beef, Bart Scott, we got to talk about.
Show beef?
We got show beef.
We got smoke? Man, hold on. I'm like Raymond. I'm going to the car, get my other stuff. I'll be right back. I'm getting everybody.
I'm just saying there's some smoke. I hope you're ready for it. An audio file. Audio file is going to have a theme. I just want you to know. There is a theme to audio files that will let you guess. I also do want to point out that Bart is no longer wearing his tuxedo that he was wearing on First Take today.
Still got my off-white.
He went casual, and yes, still have. I love how you said off-whites. That is. What would you call that? Highlighter?
Yeah, that means something different. No, off-whites. When you see this little thing, that means it's made from. I forgot the dude that does all the extra stuff for him. I mean, off-whites. These are rare, man.
I can't afford.
I don't even bring these up.
I can't even afford to say off-white. Like I'm not like. Too expensive for me to even think about. The fact that I have sneakers. I have a lot of
off-white.
You know the stuff, right?
No doubt.
You notice I never wear them here. I can't wear them in the streets.
Well, I didn't see these gym shoes.
I'd have to put like plastic bags around.
Yeah, Virgil. These shoes are good enough to wear with a tux. And somebody see like, man, we just do got some gym shoes with some Air Force Ones with a tux.
They're
like,
not gym shoes.
Yeah, you go try and find them. You go try and find them. Bet you can't find them.
Yeah. Well, it was pointed out to me, though, that earlier in the show that I didn't get the memo for suiting up. Because I'm just sitting here
very
comfortable in athleisure.
But you know I was going to come back and change. We've done this before.
It's not about you. It's about people not understanding that this is athleisure. This is what I do.
Yeah, when they see you on MSG, you know what I'm saying? You casket sharp. You know what I'm saying? Every suit you wear on that show, you can die in and be buried in. That's how fly you be.
Yes, and hopefully
we'll
hold
that off.
Not
that I'm wishing. We're going to hold that off.
You know, don't even bring that up right now. Hold that off. But then do I look comfortable? Well, I feel just as comfortable, right?
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
How I like it. Comfy.
I got comfy with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but once we get to the NBA season, which is closing in,
ooh.
You're going to catch me like in a suit here and then running up to MSG to do some games when we get to the NBA season. So then I'll be the one in the suit. Looking all uncomfortable.
We all got our times, you know what I'm saying?
So you can see us on ESPN Plus, by the way, if you're wondering, what are we talking about? It's radio, but you can see us if you'd like. And I believe they put a lot of our clips up on the ESPN's YouTube page as well.
I have noticed that.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a YouTube page.
I need people to start hitting me
clips.
Up. People who listen to the show need to start hitting me up at the Real Bart Scott. You know what I'm saying? The Real Bart Scott on my IG. Then I'll hit back at you. I'll get back at you. All this stuff that you disagree with, you can't get through the lines, hit me up on my IG. I'll hit you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he actually does hit back. You really
Google
want to be careful.
Me.
You want to be careful with him hitting back. Let's grab some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go with Mel is in Queens. What's up, Mel?
Yo, what's going on, Alan, man? Good to have you back. What's going on, Bart? I'm a Giants fan. I'm a big Giants fan. I want to say this. Like, if it was up to me, don't get Cam Newton, right? But I would say it at the same time. Not being biased, the Washington would be stupid if they don't get Cam Newton. I feel like Cam Newton is a better quarterback than Fitzpatrick and the other guy backup they're going to have this
weekend.
I
think he's better than Fitzpatrick.
Let me tell you why, though, because I feel like Cam, the last 2 years, once they put a narrative out there, is bad. Last year, he came back from an injury, shortened season.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. A bad team, and they're trying to judge him on it.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Mel?
Probably if he didn't miss those games, he probably would be the starter.
Yeah, but see, that's the if, though. And I think, Mel, you heard Cam. I think Cam knows the reason why he was cut. He said, like as Bart pointed out as well, he cut him because he felt like if I was still there, just having the presence around, it wouldn't allow Mac Jones to
flourish, right?
Feel like he can be the man. But the other point is that as much as Bill Belichick had to then turn around and deny it, the fact that Cam is not vaccinated, which we know just based on, again, just connect the dots, he had to spend the 5 days after that misunderstanding away from the team. So
right.
If you're Washington, are you a little hesitant, or would you wait? You know, does Cam decide, I guess I'll get the vaccine so I don't have this issue going forward? Because that could be something where, all right, he becomes our starter, but I don't know from week to week if I'm going to lose him for 5 days. And that could be in the back of the minds. It's not – I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's reality that we've heard a lot of people from Buffalo to Urban Meyer to even Bill Belichick admit it is in your thinking.
5 degrees of Urban Meyer.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. So that could be the one thing that could be impacting Cam Newton right now and whether or not he's going to play in the league. Yeah,
I want to give my condolences, too, because if he's looking at this injury list for the Giants, that's adding up from 30.
Yeah, we got to mention what that – we'll mention that in a moment. But go ahead, Frank.
Hello?
What up, Frank?
What's happening, man?
Hey, what's happening? First time, long time. I love you guys. Energy, Bart. You hilarious. You the man. And I just want to know, I'm from the Bronx, New York. Big Yankee fan, but I'm a big L.A. Rams fan. What do y'all think they're going to put the business on to the coast like Seattle did? Or what do you think?
You said you're a big who fan?
L.A. Rams.
Ah, oh, yeah. You know what? Listen, this is always a good matchup, right? Because that defense versus that offense, letting Rush cook and all that stuff, it's all good fun and dandy. But the matchup that I pay for isn't Aaron Donald versus that offensive line. It's Jalen Ramsey and Metcalf, man. Two bulls, right? Because Metcalf can bully everybody in the league but Ramsey, who walks around at like 215, 220, who's strong. So, like, then that means that you have to go to Lockett. This is going to be interesting because remember, last year, what was the Achilles heel of the Seattle Seahawks? They was the Legion with no boom. And I still don't really see no boom. They just went against the Colts. So, it's going to be interesting to see how they match up against that new, improved.
Who do they have this weekend, too? It's a big game.
Well, he just said the Rams in Seattle.
That's this weekend?
I thought he said.
No.
Rams,
yeah, Rams, Colts.
Oh, Rams, Colts.
But
okay.
Seattle's hosting somebody that's almost in a must-win situation. Why can't I think of it right now? It's a bit.
So now you want to throw me? You want to throw me?
That's right. The Titans. Yeah, I threw you the grenade.
You're going to throw me?
No, I just blanked because I actually just saw an update from Adam Schefter. I want to get to here, but no. The Titans. We just talked to Derrick Henry. About a game.
Seattle, right.
You're going to Seattle, 12th man, and all that.
Yeah,
that's an important game for the Titans.
But the best thing you do is you run that football. And listen, last thing you ever want to face is a proud Hall of Famer that's had to deal with controversy, you know, throughout the week. Julio's going to snap.
All right, we'll see. We'll certainly see. All right, but from Adam Schefter, as we're seeing now, again, all the injury reports starting to take place for this coming week, Odell Beckham Jr. still not available to the Browns. Will not play Sunday. They play, I think, the Texans, right? So
yeah,
Kevin Stefanski made that clear.
It's homecoming. Don't
so no Odell yet for the Browns, all right, on that front. But, yes, on the Giants front as they play Washington, Saquon Barkley's listed as questionable. Buy into that too much, but Evan Ingram, calf, out. He is not available again for them. Kyle Rudolph, the only tight end now that they really have in that case. So they're still missing one weapon. And Shane Lemieux, who's one of their starting linemen, interior lineman, he is also out with a knee issue.
He came in hurt, right?
Yeah,
season got hurt in preseason.
Yeah, but when he plays, though, he's good. It's just keeping him healthy has been an issue for him. All right, we continue with the calls at 888. Say ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Nate in Atlantic City. Nate.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Appreciate it. So I wanted to talk about how I saw somewhere, I'm not sure if it was on ESPN or a different network, but someone's overreaction after week one said that Zeke is washed. That is probably the dumbest thing I've heard ever.
You don't remember who it was? Because I would not go there after 1 week.
But hold up, though. Hold on. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Whenever, and I said it before, whenever you hear an athlete say, greatest shape of my life because I had a bad year and he come in and lose 18 pounds, that's usually the signs that his body isn't reacting the way it used to as far as his quick twitch stuff, right? Remember DeMarco Murray, right? He had that great year, and then he had that subtle decline. He went to Tennessee. Before you knew it, he was out of the league.
So you're saying Zeke's in a little bit of a panic mode? Like,
he's transitioning, right? Remember, it's a place that a running back goes from when they are elite, fast twitch, to where they're just good. And good doesn't get you paid
right
in his league.
He's too young to have gone to that.
Remember LT. Remember LaDainian Tomlinson, right? The LT that played for us with the Jets were good at playing well in spurts. He couldn't do it over a 16-week season. I'm starting to see that from Ezekiel Elliott. Uh-oh. Those moves that he used to make, they used to get by defenders.
Whoa.
He doesn't get by those defenders the same way.
Nate.
The time when he used to run through guys. Go ahead.
Right, right. I'm saying no. I'm kind of with you. I'm not saying he's the Zeke of old because he does have a lot of tread on those tires going all the way back to his college days at Ohio State. What I'm saying is that everyone knows a Mike McCarthy offense is a very pass heavy offense, right?
Okay, yep.
And he loves his scat backs. He loves his scat backs. He loves his backs that can catch out of the backfield on that 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. That's why I think Tony Pollard is going to have a bigger role this year than he did last year. But back to Zeke, what I'm saying is that if you actually go back to the game film, you'll see that he was stonewalling a lot of those pass rushers and giving back a lot of time to actually throw that ball.
Yeah, but you don't pay a dude $90 million to pass block, though, mm-hmm. right? Like, he needs to be special. He needs to be elite.
Right.
They gave him the ball early.
That's up to the coach.
But, yeah, Nate, this is what I saw.
That's up to the coach to give it to him.
Bro. Yes, and like I was saying, and thanks for the call. What I saw was they gave him the ball early. He was not effective. They got away from
him. Like, nope,
they just didn't see him.
And listen, Tampa has a vaulted defense. When you think about Vita Vea, you think about JPP, how he sets around, and Dominican Sue. But I'm starting to see that, you know, he's starting to slow down a little bit, and it happens to every single running back, and the signs are all there.
Let's go to Nick in D.C. What's up, Nick?
Oh, hey, buddy. It's Washington State. How you guys doing today?
Good.
What up?
Oh, okay. You said Washington, so I guess we assume D.C. Go ahead. You're out in Washington.
Yeah, no. This is Coug country out here.
Love it.
I my voice is still gone because I was at that Raiders game on Monday.
Raiders.
Way to pick a scab.
The stadium, give me your thoughts on the building itself. Right there on the strip. It kind of looks cool from the outside.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. We stayed at Mandalay Bay.
Nice.
It was just a short walk mm-hmm. over the bridge. I mean,
they should call that stadium the Death Star.
I think they do.
Dude,
it is?
So I was fortunate enough to be, I went to a bunch of games at the Coliseum. I went to a bunch of A's games. I mean, I'm just a kid from NorCal, you know?
Nice.
And it was like moving on up in life.
If you had to go to the Coliseum all those years on a baseball field, I would say this is moving on up.
No, as somebody that played in that stadium, I did not want to sit on a bench. I like, man, I am not fully vaccinated. I need some calamine lotion.
You didn't want to get bit by anything?
You know, you want to put a towel. It smelled like a Motel 6. And you walk. When you come out, you got to walk underneath the bleachers. It's like old school like that. First of all, you're hoping that the A's ain't still playing because you're like, you know what? What happened when you run and you fall on that baseball turf? You get the strawberries.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I ain't trying to fall and get no strawberries. And you can't. And then you need feel like you need a different
I got to ask Nick this question, though, because it's something that Peyton Manning was saying during the Manning's broadcast, which is hilarious for the most part. But he kept saying to the Raiders fans, he's like, Raiders fans, shut up. Let your quarterback give out the play. Like, was it that loud in the building?
So here's the thing. Like, I mean, you got to start off being a Raiders fan young. Like I said, I'm a third generation Raiders fan. Mm. If you don't start off young, there's nothing to really cheer about. You know? I mean,
true.
Like,
well, Riz Gannon did take it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you just get excited to have the building. But I'll tell you what, though. Yeah, no, that Nick, and thanks for the call.
Do you dress up? Does he dress up?
Yeah, I didn't.
I want to know what kind of Raider fan is. If he grew up third generation, I want to know if he dresses like a stapler.
Face painting and everything?
Yeah, just look like a stapler. It's always Halloween in the stands, right?
Always have something. No, I'm having fun with the calls today. This is a perfect day to do it, too, as we're getting ready for the beginning of week two. And tomorrow we'll spend a lot of time diving into week two to begin it. Let's continue. I think it's Bly, if I'm saying that right, in Minnesota. Bly.
Yep, Bly from Minnesota. Big Vikings fan.
How are we feeling after that game?
What will it take for the Vikings to make the playoffs?
What do you feel? But how do you feel about that team? Because
the Vikings?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Was that more
Burrow,
or was it more Vikings that game?
I'm not going to pass judgment on any team, really. Until like week four, right? Week four, then we know what type of trouble a team is, and maybe they can rally late, but you have to look at all the circumstances around it. You know, it's only a couple of teams I'm going to judge early on, and that's the Giants, just because of previous past history.
Yeah.
Understanding within the division, understanding that people are on the hot seat.
Okay.
Zimmer, I think, is Like, he's been a solid coach, but he hasn't got them where they thought they would go. They thought that once he
their defense was once elite, it is not the same level.
Right, right. And that's his forte. Yeah. That's his side of the ball. And when they went and they got Kirk Cousins, you thought, okay, well, you know, now they have their quarterback. Remember, they won the miracle in New Orleans, whatever, the last second play, whatever. But, you know, you thought that when they got Kirk Cousins that they would be a team that would be consistently competing for that division.
Right.
And always consistently, like, in the postseason being one of those feared teams. But they've been passed by everybody else in the NFC. To your point, in the NFC West, they might get four in. They might have, like, four of the top six teams in the NFC.
In both conferences, getting the wild card is not – that's going to be tough.
That's
but especially in the NFC
you.
Because that West – is
might
so
take
damn
it's
good.
Gonna take 3 to 4.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, what's it going to take for Minnesota? Basically, Bart is the question, and I think the answer would be that their defense has to be elite.
Yeah, well, and also they're going to have to win their division because they're not getting in as a wild card. I don't believe, especially
well,
when
Aaron Rodgers left the door open after 1 week. I'll tell you that. No, that's absolutely. Certainly something to keep an eye on. Dennis is in Delaware. Dennis,
guys, thanks for taking my call. You know what fans need to really shut up? It's these Philadelphia Eagle fans.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you why. I'm driving through Philly this morning. I get on a sports talk radio show. Tell them pump the brakes a little bit on them going to the playoffs and Jalen Hurts being the answer now. And this guy, Angelo, hangs up on me and calls me a loser.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something. The Eagles beat a terrible Atlanta Falcon team. Just terrible. And they're all giddy over there. They're having this big Saturday fan fest. It's unbelievable. I am praying that Garoppolo throws for 350 and hangs four touchdowns on him.
Now tell me this: when you called the show,
we have producers who are big Eagles fans, so you're just dealing with that right now.
This guy, Angelo, they cheer against Carson Wentz. That's what they get off on.
Well,
they boo Santa Claus.
But you knew. First of all, Dennis, you knew that was coming because
Dennis,
the last thing you want is to see Carson Wentz go on and win a Super Bowl with the Colts.
Ask him what's your area code? Because
you know
they can see your phone when you call. So if you call in your area code, they already had you set up.
They thought I was a Cowboys fan when I tried to explain to them that the Cowboys loss to Tampa Bay was a better performance than the Eagles win over Atlanta. That's when he hung up on me and called me a loser. So,
that's
my point is.
Go ahead. Make your point. Go ahead, quick.
I am just rooting so hard for San Francisco this week to bring the Philly fans.
Oh, you don't have to root
down.
That hard. You don't have to root that hard.
I'm sorry. You're taking the Niners in that game. Dennis, I appreciate it. I'm the frustration's there. But, I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, you don't want to hear that. You need to have something to feel good about. You just had a guy that you drafted that was an MVP candidate that ended up then not being able to finish the season. You still win the Super Bowl. Like, I always say this. Would you, if I told you, you've got 10 years of misery, but out of those 10 years, 1 year, you'll win the Super Bowl.
House money. It was the first time.
Would you accept that?
Yeah.
The Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. So would you say, I'll take it? Of course you'll take it, but now you've got to pay it back.
They were the only person in – they were the only team in the division with less than – like, with everybody else got three at least, right? The Cowboys got three.
Yeah.
The Giants got four. And the Redskins – I'm sorry, the Washington football team has at least two.
So the point is, though, is that you are paying it back.
Yeah.
And they want to, but they want to believe that Jalen Hurts the guy. Okay.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Maybe he is the guy, but if you really think that this team is going to be that good in that division, I don't see it. But sure, go ahead and celebrate
Listen,
it.
I'm sorry, though.
This is called paying it back. I mean, you beat Tom Brady with a Philly. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like don't you think you should have to pay a little bit back?
Yeah. Somebody sold. They sold Sylvester Stallone. They sold it just trapped right there.
Rocket change.
Yeah, it's stuck it right in that statue. Like, hold on, does that statue just blink at me?
Oh man, let's get. These have been fun. These have been fun calls today. Let's continue with the calls.
Hey, Tommy.
888-729-3776. Oh, you know what though? This is perfect. Chris in Maine on the Cowboys. Go ahead, Chris.
What's up, gentlemen?
How we doing?
Hell of a football season to begin with. What a way to begin the year.
Yeah, man. We set the bar high.
What a great week one it was.
Badass games from top to bottom.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, how about the underdogs all winning? I mean, the 12 of the 15 games.
I got to talk about my Cowboys, baby. Prescott's back after a year of missing the season, the preseason, and he just come out slinging, baby.
But they lost. Like, that was our issue last year.
It don't matter. No, they took the Super Bowl champ to the edge at home.
Is that what we're doing? We're doing.
That's what we're doing.
We're doing horseshoes?
Yeah,
like,
we're doing
guess
it.
What?
No,
he was doing this last year. I'm just saying, listen.
Listen. Show him some love.
I'm happy for Dak being back. But what I'm saying is Dak being back ain't necessarily a good thing because I think they need to alter the way they play with Dak, right? We look at what Dak was doing. He was on a historical run last year. How many W's did they get him last year when he's throwing for 5,500 yards a game? They need a little bit of balance. We need Ezekiel Elliott back.
And with Lionel Collins taking
the sauce, now you can't run the ball because he's on the sauce.
Go ahead, Chris. Why is Bart wrong?
If they can't stop the pass, what does it matter?
Well, they don't have to stop the pass if Ezekiel Elliott is eating up the time of possession and eating the clock up and running the ball and not letting the opposing team offense get it. Remember, when their defense was considered okay, it's because they never had to go out there because they would kill the time of possession.
Chris, this is what I want you to do. I want you to call next week after the Cowboys-Chargers game and we see how you're feeling. After that game.
Listen, I guarantee a win next week. Man. Guarantee.
All right, man, we got that. No. We saved that. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, we need your eyebrows.
Can I just point out that the previous caller called in complaining that Eagles fans are happy that they won. Chris is declaring a Super Bowl after a Cowboys week one loss.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? Yeah.
That's the best thing about the football season. That's the best thing about it.
It's crazy. Like, you can't keep...
team that won isn't as good as they think they are, and the team that lost is better than everybody.
So, Dak, we still have questions if he can be durable. We don't know how sore he was after last week. Two, the dude threw the ball damn near 50 times, and he has a bad shoulder. So you think he's going to continue to throw the ball 50 times and be able to survive in his league? No, you're going to need Ezekiel Elliott. Guess what? Your right side just got diminished because dude want to go in the sauce. He uncalled up, Cousin Uri. He uncalled up Barry Bonds. He uncalled up Roger Clemens, and he's dipping his toes in the sauce.
Woo! I mean, we're all fired up. We're ready to go. That's my favorite thing to do. How about them Cowboys? Favorite thing to do in the middle of the week because you're still feeling good. Even at 0-1, you're still feeling good.
This is the week.
But that 0-2.
Man, the Chargers are a problem. And if I had to pick between Dak Prescott for the future of my organization
or Justin Herbert,
I'm going Herbert. I'm a suck for a duck.
He just said that. All right, family's everything. I've got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I can recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years, plus quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Hot takes galore on the hotline today. Absolutely love it. We'll keep the calls rolling. Also, coming up next, Bart, it's audio files.
You're supposed to ask me.
No.
We had a program.
We have a very distinct theme that we want to see if our listeners can pick up what the theme is in audio files. And later on in the show, we got show beef. That we've got to get to. All coming up next. Keep it right here. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Coming to you live from Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Do we get free Heineken?
You like
Heineken?
Queen? You like Queen?
I didn't see the movie, but I do like some
of the
songs.
It's actually a really interesting movie.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. It gets a little like where you're like, all right, that's enough.
A little bit too long?
The music's fantastic.
Like, when you go up with all these groups, man, you know it's going to have the lows, the highs, yeah, and back to the lows.
That's kind of how
the
it goes.
The Aretha movie was gangster, too. People
gotta
go see
it.
That.
Yeah.
The Aretha.
Yeah, gotta see it, no doubt about it. But, Bart, with that in mind, you and I love music.
Love it.
And eventually, as we continue to expand the show into a 3-hour deal, which we'll have more time, and that allows us to maybe talk some music, which we love to do.
Yeah.
Music. But right now is something that we do all the time in the show. Can you tell me what time is it?
Audio files.
Audio file. The audio file.
Guys, would you say today's audio files has a bit of a theme?
You could say that.
It's like a theme, right?
That so would we not want be incorrect.
Yeah, so we want our listeners to try to see if they can catch the theme. You know, like if I tell you, do you have them? Do you have the theme? Like that's what we're going to ask you, and we want you to let us know if you do have them. If you got the theme.
Got it.
So we begin. We begin with a story. Let's go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Ooh,
Alabama. And there we have Jordan Battle, who's one of the defensive backs for the Crimson Tide. And he is talking with the media. And, you know, he's asked about things about regarding Nick Saban, which a lot of players are asked about the legendary coach, of course, and things that he likes
what
to do and
like?
His personality. Because he comes off as just so boring and droll to the media. Mm-hmm. How's he like to the players? So, when we've heard in the past some interesting comments from former players like Josh Jacobs, Tua, on other shows have confirmed that there's a certain saying, a certain thing that Nick Saban likes to reference a lot around his players. So, here's Battle trying to awkwardly explain that to the media.
He always talking about touch D's or you know, D's or all that.
He starts laughing. Everybody starts laughing in the background as he's doing this on his Zoom. So when he says D's, Bart.
Got him! Ha ha!
Interesting.
Everybody knows what that means.
Do they?
Nick Saban. Do you got him? Do we got him?
Do we got him?
Do they work?
Let's find out because Aaron Rodgers had a terrible, really bad week one. Two interceptions. Completely uncharacteristic of him, including one throw. I think it was to Devontae where
he jumped in the air a little bit.
It just looked bizarre. And then as they take the interception the other way, he doesn't even get up. Stays on the ground. And you're like, what was that all about, Aaron? Well, on the Pat McAfee show, he explained what happened.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. You know, there's some ones. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took.
Got hit in the chiclets.
Yeah, did you ever have...
This place goes absolutely nuts!
Yo, one time we was in a blitz period pickup.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you know, I had this crazy spin move. I come at you, attack you with speed. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
The arm over. Mm-hmm. I hit him with the padded move. Cha-cha-cha. Hit him with that. All he could do was put his hands out. Oh, what did the five fingers say to the chiclets?
No!
Oh, down goes Frazier! Oh. Down goes...
You go speed bag on you?
I thought, you know how usually it's a delay reaction? Instantaneous. I thought it was in my navel. They had to come out and take my feet to pump them. Like, to pump them in my stomach to try and get them to come back. They ran from me. They was like, no, this is how you're going to treat me. We're just going to disappear to your stomach.
You tell me it was like,
I had to jack it up.
Jack it up.
Yo, they had to take my feet. Imagine somebody laying there like, They grabbed both of my ankles and pushed my knees to my chest to try and push on my stomach to get them back. Yo, because what people don't realize is in college and in the pros, nobody wears a cup because you don't want that accident either. The cup moving, you fall on it and cut it off.
You know that actually has happened.
Yes.
In fact, there was a former Knicks player who one time during pregame, you know, just took a seat courtside after doing a warm-up.
Yeah.
And sat on himself in a very aggressive way. Because, you know, you flop down in a chair.
Yeah.
In such an aggressive way that he was then suddenly unavailable for the game and anything that might have been planned for after the game,
too. Yeah, he might have had it. Elephantitis, and that thing swell up on you. That thing lock up on you, bro.
With that in mind,
cold-blooded.
I'm asking the control room because I want to see how far we want to go here. Do we want to go with the tweet that we needed Google to read for us?
Devin says no, I say yes, so that's up to you.
50-50.
Let it ride!
Well, it's just because you brought that up. I found this to be a real interesting thing that we saw on social media. And because this is audio files, it's Barton Hahn, by the way, for now, as long as we still have a show. I couldn't help but notice that there was a tweet from Nicki Minaj involving this very theme that we have going on today.
I read that.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I had to ask Google to read it for me because I was driving.
Why she didn't go to the Met Gala.
Someone sent it to me. Yes, why she didn't go there. And also, right, so just take a listen to this.
My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. Ooh. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding.
Oh, no.
So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied.
That sounds really, really...
She got ghosted. He got ghosted, man. Like, you supposed to be with me for the love, for better or worse. You just gonna leave me? Because I ain't got no good Michael Phelps?
Cousin.
Yeah.
You can see him right now on the stretcher just flying off in the helicopter. There's radar in the distance just looking up. Choppers.
Get to the chopper now!
That's a different show.
Yeah, that's
this is more.
This is greatest something. Listen, greatest intro ever, man. Love me some MASH, man.
Yeah? That's pretty good.
The head of their time for all the young whippersnappers that never, you know, saw Fresh Prince live, which is in our control booth.
One day we'll power rank the greatest
sitcoms,
TV show themes ever.
Now, do we have to separate them from 70s to 80s to 90s? Because, you know,
almost have to.
Because sitcoms reflect. Yeah, because sitcoms reflect.
Well, the 70s had some unbelievable ones. 80s, of course, had their.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we need to rank the intro songs. We need to rank the intro songs. Sometimes you want to go. Man, that still hit me in the chest.
Where everybody knows
that hit me
your
in the chest.
Name. Yeah.
Different strokes.
Like, that's why our show has such a unique open that everybody seems to love. In fact, some people have told us it's the best. Good times. It's the best radio show open ever. And we have that because you and I both love themes. We think that's the coolest thing. Because I don't think you really have it as much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you have a show, you want a theme. Yes. You hear the song and you're like, oh, that's that show.
Yes.
By God, that's Bart Scott's music. Like, you want that, right?
Yeah.
So that's why we do what we do. But one day we'll do that. But that right now is audio files. Did you get the theme?
Yeah, guess. Next five callers get the theme, you get a that a boy.
Really? How about a Barton Hahn like hoodie?
Candy and
oh, we're working on that. I'm working on that.
We have to get some hoodies going or something like that.
No, I'm working.
Thank you, Nicki Minaj, for the tweet, by the way, added to audio files.
Oh, she tweeted you directly, man.
Yeah, right.
You big time. You big time.
Yeah, you know how it is. I just keep it low pro. You don't have to brag about it. You know what I'm saying?
ESPN
Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection, very important, in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We got some show beef, Bart Scott, that we have to explain, we have to hear it, and then we've got to respond to it, and that is next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Introducing ATG by Wrangler, outdoor apparel that doesn't compromise. Shop Wrangler.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, we got some ether?
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey.
Oh.
Listen, man. And
somebody threw a flamethrower at me?
We remember Monday. So Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion, good friend of ours, on the show every Monday.
Yeah.
And Chris Canty and Mike Golic Jr. are together now in the afternoon drive show for national ESPN radio. The 3-7 starts for them right after us on the national platform September 27th. So look forward to that. Right now you can catch them 4-7 nationally. But we had Chris on, and you right away decided that you were going to start making, you know, Bull from Night Court references about Junior.
Yeah, he does like Bull from Night Court.
All right.
What's the response?
Well, of course, you know that. And there it is, of course.
Yeah.
So, dun, dun, dun. Canty made sure that Golic heard about this because that's what a good teammate does, and here's Golic's response.
So to be clear, what, he was attacking me for being a beautiful bald man with great facial hair? Is that how we're going here?
It sounded kind of like that. That's the direction that he was going with it. Now, you heard me. I was not having none of that. I wasn't here for any of the Mike Golic Jr. slander. Just so we're clear on this one, I wasn't laughing with them. I'm really laughing at them because I know that you're going to flame Bart Scott the first time you get a chance to.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I mean, it's fine. Like, a good-natured ribbing amongst the radio lineup here. We're here to be great teammates for each other. I don't want to say anything wild to Bart, but if he needs any help learning how to get through those ad reads, tell him I'm here for him, and I'll gladly help him.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, let people know.
Oh.
Let people know.
He got smoke.
That as you, when you do your live reads.
I got to, listen.
You do struggle.
I got an associate's degree. It's all good, but I'm getting better. I got hooked on phonics. I've been reading Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham every day.
I'm not a LeBrick fan.
But that doesn't replace the fact that he does look like Bull. That's a compliment. That's a superstar. That's an icon. He wished that he was as popular as Bull from Night Court. That dude's a legend, man. You hurt my feelings, Golic.
Speaking of show themes, I'm going to cry in the car. Too.
This is one of the best ones.
He did hit you where it hurt, though.
Yeah, hit me where it hurt, man.
It is sometimes.
Yeah.
It's rough to get through some of those reads.
It can get rough.
What was the one, Stitch Fix?
Stitch Fix is tough.
You still can't do it.
That's tough.
Stitch Fix is tough?
Stitch Fix.
Fish sticks?
Say it real fast. Stitch Fix. It's tough.
Yeah, Stitch Fix. Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, Stitch Fix. Yeah. Freestyle. Hard to say.
Barnum brought to you by Goodyear. With you every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven.
Don't worry. I can get better.
I'm going back
to the drawing board. Give me a read right now.
Are you suggesting that?
Yes, I do like green.
You can get better at reads, but he can't get better at having hair. Is that what you're trying to say?
Are you trying to say that? He better call Urlacher, get a bang. If I see him with a bang next week, then you know it's a problem. Call Urlacher, call Wes Welker.
Like Drew
get
Brees,
you a bang.
Drew Brees all of a sudden got himself, he and LeBron.
Yeah, all of a sudden they got hairlines. Witten. Listen, tell him, I'm from the hood, the home of the lace front. I can get him a high top fade if he want one. And waves.
Oh, man, this will be a lot of fun once we do eventually lead into that show. And Chris Kenny, like I mentioned, every Monday will join us on our show. I don't think you and I will have any presence on their show, however, going forward. I can't imagine. After you, I mean, really, you started, this is not how you start relationships. You don't start a relationship this way. Supposed to be teammates, man. All right, for everybody around the country, we will see you tomorrow. But for those on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the conversation continues, and it continues with issues with the Giants already injury-wise before heading into week two, which starts for them tomorrow night. So we'll get to that coming up next. Bart Scott, you ready for another hour?
I holla.
Born ready. LeBrick James. Hun.
Google me.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.